Let me take you back to the year 1842. Charles Dickens, the great English writer, visited a coal mine known as a dark satanic mill. He was horrified by what he saw. Children, some as young as six, were working in unimaginable conditions, their faces blackened by coal, their eyes sullen and sunken into their faces, their spirits crushed by the weight of adult responsibilities. Dickens was so moved by this experience that he went on to write some of the most socially impactful literature of his time, shedding light on the plight of children in the industrial age. His stories weren't just stories, they were a call to action, a plea for societal change. Now, you might be wondering, what about Dickens' observations from nearly two centuries ago have anything to do with our lives today? Well, stick with me here because I found myself in a modern day mine of sorts. And this whole show came about because I was in the grocery store the other day passing by other shoppers. And sometimes it's in these random moments that my brain starts going deep, you know, like a toy aisle, revealing the immense pressures we're putting on our kids. And so I'm standing there, right? And these toys, the Hot Wheels, the Mr. Potato Heads, the Simon Says's, they're like time capsules. They take me back to a time when life was just about Saturday morning cartoons and deciding which action figure was going to save the day. That aisle was like a little sanctuary of innocence in the middle of all this adult chaos, you know? And I felt at home for a second. But then I look over and I see fidget toys and stress balls and these weird squishy unicorn things. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? Why are we making stress relief toys for kids? It's like we've got this epidemic of stress and anxiety, not just for adults, but also for our kids too. I mean, depression and anxiety are like the top mental health issues globally. And what's that about? Why are we passing this culture of stress down to the next generation? So just as Dickens observed children burdened by adult responsibilities and minds, our children today are burdened as well, but just in a different way. They're not in coal mines, but they're navigating a culture obsessed with student achievement, still obsessed with work. There are laws being passed right now to loosen laws to put kids back to work in several states in America. They're being bombarded with electronic stimulus and expectations, leaving them tired and feeling very inadequate and feeling very alone. Now, think about it. We've got this technological revolution that's been a double-edged sword. On the one hand, we're more connected than ever. On the other, we're isolating ourselves, even our kids, in this digital realm. It's like we've fast-tracked them into a world of constant evaluation, likes and dislikes, swipes left and right, and we wonder why they're stressed. And I thought about all this, and it caused me to question, are we treating our kids too much like adults still? Are we robbing them of the innocence and freedom that should define childhood? Are we setting them up for a lifetime of stress and anxiety by pushing them into this adult-sized world way too soon? And most importantly, if we continue down this path, what's the future going to look like? A generation of burnt out, stressed out adults who never really got to be kids. And these are just a few thoughts and stories I wanted to share with you in this short episode. Whether you're new here or whether you have been listening for a while, I want to welcome you to the Humanity Archive podcast. I am your gracious host, Jermaine Fowler. And today I have a story from history that you've probably never heard before. But even if you have, you've never heard it in the way that I'm going to tell it. This is an episode about childhood and the age of anxiety. Now let's get into it. In a world full of noise, it can be very difficult to find a community of people who share your love for history and knowledge and books and intellectual exploration. But by supporting this podcast and becoming a part of the Humanity Archive Patreon, well, you're going to be a part of that community. And so if you will, pause this episode right now and go over to patreon.com/thehumanityarchive. There, you are not only going to help keep the lights on with the production costs and all the ins and outs of running the show, but you're also contributing to something special, the production of Untold History, stories that you can't get anywhere else. So you can donate as little as $2 a month or $5 or $20 or whatever you have. I've set it to where anybody can contribute. So go over to patreon.com/thehumanityarchive and help this show thrive and continue. Now let's get into the episode. Francisco de Goya, a man who lived through the Spanish Inquisition, the Peninsular War, and all the political turmoil that came with it, was like this rock star of the Spanish art scene from the late 18th to the early 19th century. But let's not forget, this guy went dark, really dark, with his so-called black paintings, is what they're called when you look at them historically. And that's how people write about them, because they were really dark. And one of those paintings was of Saturn devouring his son. And this is stuff of nightmares. Now, imagine this. You walk into a dimly lit room and there it is, Saturn. His eyes are bulging, consumed by a kind of madness that's almost palpable. He's clutching his child, who's already half eaten, and you can almost hear the crunch, feel the wetness of the blood. It's like a scene from a horror movie, but it's not. It's a painting on a wall. You can look it up. And you're standing there asking yourself, what kind of mind comes up with this? But let's dig deeper. Because this isn't just gore for the sake of gore. This is rooted in mythology. It's rooted in history. Saturn, or Cronus in Greek mythology, was told one of his children would overthrow him. So what does he do? He eats him. It's a story as old as time, a tale of a parent so consumed by his own fears and insecurities that he literally devours his offspring. Now, hold on a minute. This is an archetypal story. It's a cautionary tale warning us about the destructive power of consuming fear and the lengths people will go to maintain control. It's not just about a god eating his kid. It's about the destructive tendencies that we all have within us, especially when it comes to wielding power over the vulnerable. So when we look at this painting, we're not just seeing a gruesome act. We're seeing a mirror reflecting our own society's willingness to sacrifice the young for the sake of preserving the status quo. We're not talking literal flesh eating here, but aren't we metaphorically devouring our youth's mental and emotional well-being? The Goya painting, right? It's like a gut punch to the soul. It's not just a visceral, haunting image. It's a metaphor for how we, as a society, are willing to consume our young, not with teeth, but with expectations and pressures and anxieties. It's like we're Saturn and our own kids are the ones who are getting devoured. And I think it's important to distinguish the difference between anxiety and fear. Fear is that primal, guttural response to immediate danger. I've done a lot of work on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man whose home was bombed and is beaten, threatened, face real tangible threats every day. So an evolutionary response to these real threats would be fear. And we could come up with countless examples. The King example just came to mind from a previous show that I did. But now we contrast anxiety. It's like the insidious cousin of fear. It's not about the lion in the grass. It's about the possibility of a lion in every patch of grass, everywhere, forever. Anxiety is about the unknown, the what ifs, the catastrophes that haven't happened but could. It's like we're living in a world that's a minefield of potential disasters, and we're handing our kids the map without teaching them how to navigate it. So there's another quote by a Corrie Ten Boom. She was a Dutch watchmaker who lived through the horrors of World War II. And she once said, quote, "Worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength, carrying 2 days at once." That one really hit me. It's like we're burdening our kids with the worries of a world they're not equipped to handle. And let's not forget the statistics for youths ages 10 to 14. Suicide is the second leading cause of death. So let's get real here. Many of you have kids. And if you don't, we were all once kids. And so how many kids out there, or how many of you have felt as kids and then carry that into your adulthood, the cycle of terror, of anxiety, of stress. The answer is millions, and that's not just a number. These are individual lives and people just like you and I, each one grappling with their own set of fears and anxieties on the daily. And so now we make it to the modern world. And so there are now millions of kids within this generation who grew up who know nothing but technology. They didn't grow up without technology like I did. And so that's a double-edged sword. Technology is filling the world with more opportunities and advancements. But on the other hand, it's a pressure cooker of expectations, of judgments. And so now you have the statistics showing that nearly 1 in 3 of all adolescents between the ages of 13 and 18 experiencing an anxiety disorder. Kids struggling with depression at an alarming rate, falling prey to a society that values success over happiness, achievement over contentment. And so what do we do? I think we've got to love our children enough to let them be children. We've got to be the wind at their backs, not the hand at their throats. We can be the generation that says enough is enough and starts to turn the tide. We can model compassion beginning today and show the youth that there are ways to cope and strive for a better world with less cause for anxiety. And we can let this be the generation that changes the narrative, that redraws the painting, that changes history, that slays the dragon of anxiety and lets our children breathe. Thank you all for tuning in to that short episode of the Humanity Archive podcast, where I just had some reflections and some thoughts. Some reflections on humanity is what I will call these little mini episodes. So I hope you enjoyed that. I will continue to do the long form content as well, but I kind of wanted to just offer some reflections today. And especially as we look at the youth and we look at the state of the world now and just how many people, kids and adults, are really struggling through anxiety on the day to day. Sometimes it's crippling. Sometimes it affects people's functioning where they don't even want to go to work, or they struggle to get through work, or they just struggle in general with these crushing thoughts that they have, they can't get control of. So I wanted to show empathy for that and reflect on that. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back soon. And if you would like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/the Humanity Archive. You got to show up for me and the show so that we can continue to thrive and grow, come out with more episodes, touch on more history, whether it be overlooked history or just thoughts and reflections with a historic perspective like today's episode, whatever that is. Help the show grow and expand by donating over at patreon.com/the Humanity Archive. And also go to Apple and leave a review. I'm signing off now. I love you all, and I'll see you next time.